Good morning, the Whip Wake Up Show, 20 after 7:45 degrees. We have not one, but two guests from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. It's that time of year again. Welcome Ronnie and Mason as well, grandson Mason here today. And Mason, great to be with your grandpa Ronnie, right?
Yeah.
Or?
Bappa.
Bappa, yes. We need to make sure and clarify that from the get-go. It's not grandpa, it's Bappa. And it is time once again already, Ronnie. It is time for the markets, the farmers markets, to start again.
All the markets starting up this weekend, Saturday. My nominee starts. All the other ones start in June, but we're ready to rock and roll.
And now, my goodness, you guys always have so many different varieties and flavors. Now, you've brought us some, as always. You're so generous with the taste testing. But last year's customer favorite was...
Actually, it was the raspberry jalapeno, believe it or not.
Raspberry, and I know we tried that.
Exactly, and because of that, our season special, we're going to do again this year, the same that we did last year. We're going to, starting in June, we're going to bring out a new flavor every month. And so our theme this year is sweet and sassy.
Sweet and sassy.
I feel like that would be me.
If Hillary was a jam.
Well, there we go. Now we fall out of it. Now we got a name.
Now there might be a little bit more of one than the other, but we'll just kind of leave that to the imagination.
We'll let you all figure out what that is.
Oh, love it.
So tell us what you've brought into the studio this morning.
Well, we brought back some of our strawberry lemonade that, as far as the taste test last year, was our season winner for the flavor of the month type deal. So we brought you in each a jar of strawberry lemonade jam.
Oh, delicious.
Wow. And independently, in an independent survey of your WIB Wake Up Show announcers, we all independently came to the same conclusion that the strawberry lemonade was the best. Right, guys?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I was distracted looking at this glorious jam.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. By itself or with peanut butter. Boy, outstanding. On an English muffin.
Oh, English muffin for sure. All the way.
Now, Mason, your favorite is different. And again, there's just such a wide variety. Your favorite is different. What's your favorite, bud?
Apple watermelon.
Apple watermelon. Yes. That sounds delicious. Like the watermelon, I think, would be just a refreshing twist on that.
It tastes actually kind of like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yes, indeed. Talk about making the last month or so of school that much better with your PB&Js. And before we let you go, Ronnie, where can they find you guys this year?
Oh, all over. We're going to be in Menominee. We're going to be at on Claremont Avenue at the Festival Foods. Festival Foods on Birch Street. We're going to be back in Chippewa on Sundays. At New Market there, what used to be the Gordy's. We're going to Chautauqua this year.
Wow.
So that's new for us
this year. Yeah, at the Pine Lodge Shop in Chautauqua. So again, we'll be letting people know where all those are coming up. And AVEappleOrchard.com, your website, that's where people can find all the information of where to see as well. So,
yep. For dates, times, and places, check out our website.
Very good.
I got to just say, when I first joined back with the morning show in the fall, you had me reach for my wallet, and I ordered one. And as soon as you said raspberry habanero, my wife loves raspberry. So I've got my money out ready to go ordering myself a raspberry. So just ahead of Mother's Day here. There you go.
That's the perfect Mother's Day gift. Now get some English muffins and make her breakfast in bed with it next Sunday, and you'll be winning.
Raspberry jalapeno order.
Look, I'm stirring up more trouble.
There you go. And again, very first market is this Saturday. Starts at 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. Wilson Park in Menominee. First market of the season for Menominee.
Yep. And then we'll be back there on Wednesdays. Saturdays and Wednesdays. Yep.
Looking forward to it. Mason and Ronnie from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, sometimes it can feel like the newer generations are speaking a totally different language. You been there, Mom and Dad? Well, Massachusetts high school teacher James Callahan created an urban dictionary to help decipher the words and phrases commonly used by Generation Z or people currently in their mid-teens to early 20s.
All right.
Okay.
So this is none of us.
This is our children.
It's my kids, yeah.
We're good.
And so it's gone viral. And Hillary, you have a lot of it in front of you.
I do. And this is actually helpful because,
carry around a card,
it's,
right?
Right. So here's some of them. Nunya is none of your business.
Sure.
On blast is to call out someone.
Yeah, you put somebody on blast.
Who are you?
What?
Okay. No cap?
I don't know that.
Okay, that one means I'm serious, no lie, or for real.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've got the best music with lyrics you can trust, no cap.
Yeah, right.
That's how you do it? Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
Rashing?
I don't know.
Oh, so you knew him at first. Okay, that's to make fun of someone.
I would have said sharing food, but okay, rationing.
I know, like rations, yeah. Like wartime rations. Yeah, that would have been
mine. Don't rash me. I'm not Gen Z. Okay.
Slaps. We got slaps music of high quality.
Oh. Slap? That seems slaps. Like it has a negative
S-L-A-P-S.
Connotation.
S-L-A-P-S. Okay. Yeah, slaps. Okay. How about slay? You know slay.
Yeah,
even I know
it's like,
slay.
Oh, I slayed that obstacle
Yeah, you do really,
course.
Really yeah. well. What yep. do you, Mark, which ones are...
take the L.
Take the L?
It's
Isn't
take
that
the
like
loss.
The
yeah, it's like...
Oh, I thought that was like the train in Chicago.
No, willingly making the sacrifice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to take the L on that one. Yeah, I know that.
To tea or spill the tea is to gossip.
Oh, okay.
Who knew? This is also
y'all do now.
if you're tight.
Good friends?
That's like, what I thought. No, it means you're extremely mad.
Oh.
Being dead actually means you're amused.
Yeah, it's like, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah. People comment like that all the time.
Moms and dads need to get this laminated.
You do. Right. You do. It.
And then when you hear the kids talking in the back of the minivan, right. You pull out your laminated sheet at a stoplight.
Right.
And figure out exactly what they've been saying.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm surprised at how many words are on here. This is surprising to me. Mm. And I'm so old school. I really did think like rationing, sharing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about this teacher? It's Teacher Appreciation Week, right?
It
how
is
about educators like this were making an effort above and beyond to understand what the children are saying.
I actually messaged one of my kids' teachers this morning and told her I appreciated her. And she said, oh, it's easy when you have such wonderful children to work with. And I thought, yeah, you only know one of my kids. No, my kids are wonderful. My kids are wonderful. And I love them and I love their teachers. And some kids
are
challenging.
Speak the language of love, right? That's
right.
Universal, all right? So let's love one another. Kindness and compassion today.
Well, just an alert to everybody. Sunday is a really big day. It's Mother's Day.
It's less than a week away, friends.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Less than a week.
So remember mom. And of course, in America, I'm sure we shower our moms or the mother of our children with wonderful gifts. But in Great Britain, the Mirror over there has surveyed moms and come up with a list of 30 of the worst Mother's Day gifts they've ever received.
Okay.
Now, Caleb and Mark have been looking at these. They have not shared any of them with me. So
you are the lone mom on the show. So you react here.
Okay. here we
how
go.
About four yogurts?
Okay.
No.
I mean, maybe mom. okay. yeah, give
it's
us
not the worst, but okay.
How about a carving knife?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Cut the meat?
Useful?
I mean, yeah.
Practical?
No.
All right.
How about an IOU?
Really a not okay.
No, and here's the thing. No specificity as we're looking at this list.
Go with
it's
the
just
carving
an IOU.
Knife
it's not saying
IOU
one diamond bracelet. Yeah, just an IOU.
Exactly.
How about, and again, this is from the UK, a tin of beans?
No.
What if they were Bush's baked
like
beans from
Hillary.
Augusta?
It's like they didn't even try.
Hillary, you're going to love this one.
Oh, goodness.
Cake. Half eaten.
Cake, comma, half eaten.
Really?
And again, all of these have actually been gifted. Otherwise, they would not be on this list. How about a dustpan complete with a brush?
No!
It's better
Do
than getting one or the
other.
Under
any circumstances, give your wife or mother cleaning products for Mother's Day.
I know you'll love this one.
Oh, no.
It's an animal. A snake.
No!
I despise everything about
give
that
gift. Give me a
gift.
Guinea pig. I would take a guinea pig.
Oven
Not
gloves?
No.
What if they were monogrammed?
No.
Worst
Mom.
Gifts that have ever been given to mothers.
All right,
we're
just imagining these in Hillary's house for Sunday. And again, your kids are hopefully going to listen to the best of the podcast here. Mom got you some spoons for Mother's Day.
No.
I don't have any explanation for that. How about screen wash? I don't know what screen wash is in British
I guess
terms.
Washing
like
your
washing the screens?
Computer screen.
Wash, that counts as a cleaning product. No.
Okay.
Mom, how about an ironing board cover?
No.
I mean.
No.
We're going to start taking these two at a time
this
here.
This isn't
how
hard.
How about car parts or a calculator?
No.
All right, fine. Let's go bathroom or garage, toilet roll or screwdriver?
Neither.
Tights or hair dye?
Hair dye? No.
Mom, you're looking younger than ever.
That could be practical.
No.
I mean, that's expensive, though. So if they, sprung for that.
Obviously, these don't translate across the pond.
Okay, all right.
They caused this gray hair.
Yeah. How about some vitamins or a clothesline?
How about ants? Why would you give your mom ants? Oh, like little they dig in the little thing so
like
she
an
can
ant
watch.
Farm.
The, yeah, an
I
ant
could
farm.
Actually see or, a cute little gifted kid, like a tiny one, giving that to their mom.
Or a mouse yeah. mat? Is a mouse mm-hmm. mat like a sticky thing that catches
no,
mice?
No, I think
for
it's
your mouse.
For your mom.
Oh,
okay,
that
yeah.
type of mouse. Oh, sure,
popcorn
sure,
or
okay.
salad dressing?
Not the salad dressing.
What
popcorn,
about the good
maybe?
Kind that's like Olive Garden branded?
Right.
Washing up liquid.
No.
Or a stick of French bread.
A stick
hey,
of
Mom,
French
have
bread.
A baguette.
Here's some bread.
How about a rock?
Who gave their
if
mom
it's a
that?
Diamond?
I mean, a pet rock.
If it's a diamond.
Cleaning supplies. How about that?
No. Hmm.
Tin of paint?
No.
Fire extinguisher?
No.
Again, all of these
and
have
finally,
actually been gifted.
At the top of the list, Mom, here's some deodorant.
No. Okay, I'm going to help you all out. Okay, this is what your mom really
yes,
wants
what?
Or your wife. This is what they really want. They want a nap. Okay, most and I have to say, I feel like there's this double standard for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Like Mother's Day, we all have to like spend the day with our children and love them, and all we really want to do is take a nap. Father's Day, it's like, oh, go golfing, Dad, or go for a bike ride, take a day. I want a day. I love my family. I want a day. I want a nap.
Okay.
Can I make this any more clear? What do I want for Mother's Day, guys?
I think you want a nap.
She wants a nap. We're not the ones who need to be taking notes.
My mom likes a gift card for her favorite store.
You know what would be above and beyond, instead of giving me cleaning products? If they all used the cleaning products and cleaned the house for me.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If I could nap while they clean the house.
Wow.
You wake up and it's clean, even better.
That would be unbelievable.
So if you're stuck for ideas, Hillary has plenty.
We like to enlighten you and broaden your horizons and share useless trivia with you that can help you in future Trivial Pursuit games.
You'll impress
or quizzes.
Friends, family, loved ones, acquaintances in an elevator.
Right.
That's
you
what this
say,
is for.
Did you know?
Did you know? These are great conversation
Whenever
starters.
There's a lull in conversation,
Absolutely.
This is your gap filler.
This is your gap filler. So here we go. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. If the seated Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial were to stand up, he would be 28 feet tall.
And if he came alive, he would terrorize our country.
Wow.
Or bring justice, peace,
he would unite
and America
us.
To everyone.
Hey.
There you go. In some superhero film of the future. So just picture this. You're at the water cooler, you're at the dinner table, and you just kind of drop this fact, right? You
yeah.
say, hey, did you know the average life expectancy of a toilet's 50 years?
You don't do that that's by amazing. The water cooler. You do that through the stall doors.
Right! That's
just
how
knock
it's done.
And just tell them yeah. that. Did you know, you will in a moment, that you must be the age of 16 before you can legally wrestle an alligator in the state of Florida.
Good to know.
Because they had problems with too many 15-year-olds trying that. Yeah.
Your odds of being killed by bees is 1 in 5,895,200.
Never tell me the odds.
So say that to your child when she's kind of terrorized by bees this summer.
Honey, the odds are ever
Make sure there's
favorite,
no allergy.
You'll be fine.
No.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
You know, it takes me back. Actually, cutting the grass, I did get bee stings
oh,
and
no.
then bee stings again. And it does,
Ow.
Like, lower
oh,
your...
yeah.
And then you can break out more and
yes.
have issues. So
yes, that, each sting
be
is
careful.
Worse.
That
be
one
careful.
Takes me back. Thank
be
you for
careful.
That caution. All right. Did you know you'll take about 23,000 breaths a day?
That's amazing.
Wow. Did you know fish can get seasick?
How does that work?
That's not good.
Did you know a cough can move up to 300 miles per hour? This is why you should cover your cough, friends. Just saying.
A lot of times they talk about sneezes because you cannot keep your eyes
right.
open when you sneeze because
yeah.
it's so strong.
Yeah. Okay.
Things you didn't know yesterday. A sloth can sprint for 42 yards before it collapses.
Poor sloth.
Doesn't say if it dies or not.
Has but... anyone ever seen a sloth do anything other than sleep?
No,
I just
want to
see what a sloth
slowly.
Would look like sprinting.
Yeah. They sleep 20 hours a day.
What
I
if there
know,
were a sloth
them.
Derby?
I love sloths.
Did you know that possums don't play dead? They faint.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I did not know.
Common misconception.
Final one here, friends. It would take 2.5 minutes to fall from the top of Mount Everest.
You'd have time to call so many friends and loved ones.
Right.
Not funny, I suppose.
Not funny.
Things you didn't know yesterday, you know them now, thanks to the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.